Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alicia and Michael with your 9am Zedlines. In local news this morning, a new report has shown that Queensland has lost a record-breaking $363 million in pokies machines. The Brisbane City Council reported $66 million has been used on the machines, breaking the previous $63 million monthly high. The worst losses by population were seen in Mount Isa, with an average $251 being spent per adult.
Moreton Bay City Council refuses to make comment on their recent disputes with ABC Radio Brisbane, who has leaked documents that highlight the council's insufficient regulation of dog declaration documents. The ABC stated that the leaked spreadsheet highlighted multiple declarations made by the council were unauthorised, which has resulted in the payment of invalid fines from dog owners. Biosecurity Queensland has offered to work with Moreton Bay Council to improve their current proceedings, and with this, we'll be able to investigate whether any breaches have been made by the council.
In national news, experts suggest a potential second robo-debt may be on the cards if the federal government continues with heavy-handed debt recovery tactics. Commercial law researchers from the University of Melbourne and Monash University say they have found multiple accounts of harmful and unduly aggressive debt collection practices from public agencies. This comes after the 2032 Royal Commission into Robo-Debt, the suggestions from which have only been partially implemented.
The latest statistics from the Federal Institute of Health and Welfare has named Victoria the worst state for affordable housing. Victoria has the lowest amount of social housing, with just 2.8% being public or community dwellings. And there are 30% more people seeking help from homelessness services than in New South Wales and Queensland. The state government has committed $48 million over 3 years to get 500 families long-term housing and social support, as Housing Minister Harriet Singh said a safe home is the first step in connecting people with the jobs and education they need.
In international news, there's been a surge of 107 Mpox deaths a week in Africa as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls the toll unacceptable. Dr. Jean Kaseya says 107 new deaths and 3,160 new cases have been recorded in the past week, just a week after his agency and the UN World Health Organization launched a continental response plan. There's been an established estimate budget for the six-month plan put forward by Africa CDC and WHO. It's almost $600 million, with 55% allocated to the response that Mpox has affected 14 nations and is boasting readiness in 15 others. Dr. Jean Kaseya said that he will be travelling to Congo to get vaccinated to show the African people and the colony's people that the vaccine is safe.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.